Dr. Kelly, it's Fall Ride Friday, and what would you like to talk to us about today?
Well, I always try to think of things that I'm hearing the most talked about in the office, and I would have to say what I'm hearing a lot of is a lot of allergies and a lot of at the beginning of school year sniffles.
Oh, yeah.
And so I wanted to talk about how chiropractic can help with those things. So I've talked a lot on here about both of these things. Do you remember any of the things of why chiropractic might help with battle allergies or help with sickness, Jeff?
Because when your nervous system is functioning properly, everything else follows suit.
That is a good, that's great. I'm so proud of you. You've been listening, Jeff. I love
it. Yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. When your brain can talk to your body can function more optimally and therefore handle stresses better. And so when we have a virus or a bacteria attacking our body, that's a physical and a chemical stress. And so getting adjusted allows your body to better fight those stresses off. It allows your immune system to work more optimally. And it does that especially because, you know, we've talked about those two called autonomic, but I always call it automatic parts of our nervous system that function without us even thinking about it. You know, a deer jumps out, you slam on the brakes in your car, that's an automatic response. And that is a fight or flight response, which is more of our gas pedal, versus our body digests our food without having to think about it. And that's more of our automatic, our brake pedal side of things. It's called parasympathetic. And so when you get adjusted, a lot of us live in this fight or flight, go, 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 go type of response. And when you get adjusted, it allows your body to go into more of a parasympathetic or brake pedal type response where our body can work on more of the maintenance type things in our in itself, like digestion, sleep, and immune system function. So when we can up our parasympathetics, that brake pedal response, then our body can work on those things better because I'm sure as you can imagine, you know, if you're being chased by a bear in the woods, your body's not very concerned about your sniffles. And a lot of kids these days especially are locked in this go, go, go type of response. And so by getting adjusted and resetting the nervous system, it can switch back and forth into both of those systems as needed instead of getting locked in one.
You hear a lot, well, I was born with these allergies. Is there a genetic compound to that or not?
So there, we all are born with different genes that predispose us to things. And I do think that if our family members in the past have had the type of gene expression that has shown that you have a higher chance of having allergies or being allergic to more things, you might see that in younger generations. But I also do believe that our genes can change. We see genes turn on and off in our bodies all the time when it makes different proteins. And so there are ways to change your gene expression by the type of life that you live. You know, there's different environmental factors, there's different physical factors, getting adjusted, certain supplements you can take that can actually turn genes off. So it's hard when people say, I have this gene, so it is what it is. In some cases, that might be true, but in a lot of cases, in how that gene is expressed in our body, we do have control over and can change how that gene is expressed by, you know, different factors that I mentioned.
That's pretty fascinating. When I was a kid, I used to get sick to my stomach every time I saw or smelled a buffalo. Now I just love eating them. All good.
Yeah, and things change too. We have a new body every 7 to 8 years because of cell turnover. And so you'll see people can have allergies and then 7 years later not be allergic to it anymore because their full body's completely changed.
Boy, fascinating stuff here. The nervous system certainly is, it's a crazy, wonderful thing, isn't it?
It really is. I'm very thankful for mine.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much, Dr. Kelly. I hope you have a really good fall ride weekend. And the school year's going well so far, I hope, too, for the kids that come in, right?
Yes, definitely. Good. Very happy to be able to support them.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. Have a good rest of your weekend.
Yes, everybody stay safe this weekend.
Yes, our hometown chiropractic center taking new appointments all the time, 453-5365, and office at 1338 North 4th in Tomahawk. You can see them and like them on Facebook, too. That's our hometown chiropractic center with Dr. Kelly Milkerrick.